Mutoot has grown steadily since the early 1950s. It has more than 5,000 branches, serving 250,000 customers a day, ranging from construction workers to IT professionals. Total loans exceeded $6 billion in the year to March. Mutoot is the largest of the formal gold-backed lenders. Collectively, their assets come to $40 billion. Smaller lenders, which make loans worth twice that, charge annual interest rates as high as 50%. Mutoot charges 12 to 24%, as do its direct rivals. Banks, which are tiptoeing into the business, charge a bit less. When the price of gold rises, as has happened for much of the past few months, so does a client's ability to borrow. But lenders' greatest risk is that the gold price falls, undermining collateral values. To provide a buffer, regulators had required that loans be less than 75% of the value of collateral. On August 6th, the limit for banks was raised to 90%, but the gold price fell by 5% on August 11th, a reminder of why the buffer exists. Mutoot follows the old rule. The greatest virtue of gold-backed finance, though, is how neatly it fits with India's long-standing love for the yellow metal. In the past decade, despite high tariffs, India has imported 8,400 tons of it, more than the holdings of America's Federal Reserve, the world's largest repository. Windfalls are often channeled into gold. Jewelry bought in times of plenty becomes collateral when things go wrong. The poor person's insurance, says Mr. Mutoot. What makes his business especially lucrative is that borrowers work so hard to redeem their collateral, not just to help guard against future troubles, but to adorn the good times to come.